One thing that is known, the bombers were four young British men, the sons of immigrants. Police say they had turned to radical Islam. During the past year, Britain's Muslim community and the government have tried to work together to combat extremism. But as NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London, few people seem happy with the results.
This weekend, at a huge conference center in North London, an exhibition called Islam Expo is taking place, promoting dialogue and understanding, say the banners draped all around the hall. Muslim speakers, Muslim businesses, even Muslim theater groups are all doing their little bit to present the peaceful face of Islam. The Kayal Theatre Company is performing a series of plays from the Muslim world in English to audiences here.
The sun danced on the waves, the wind was fresh, but not too boisterous.
Kayal means imagination in Arabic. Kayal's director, Luqman Ali, says Muslims have always needed to use imaginative ways to build bridges with the non-Muslim majority in Britain.
For us, we have chosen a theatre because theatre, on one hand, is quintessentially British, if you like, you know, British stage theatre. And then we're marrying it or fusing it with Muslim world literature. So, and we were working with both Muslim actors and non-Muslim actors. So on various levels, we are seeking to demonstrate this reconciliation, this synthesis, which is going to lead us to the sort of understanding that we're aiming for.
Cultural understanding within Britain is difficult enough, with many law-abiding Muslims feeling they've been targets of suspicion since July 7th last year. It's made even more difficult by the British government's involvement with what many Muslims see as military oppression abroad. The war in Iraq, and to a lesser extent in Afghanistan, have been a constant irritant, and many in the Islamic community say Prime Minister Tony Blair's comments this week on Muslim grievances have not helped.
If you want to defeat this extremism, you've got to defeat its ideas, and you've got to defeat, in particular, a completely false sense of grievance against the West. And that has to be done, yes, by government, but it also has to be done by mobilising that moderate majority within the Muslim community to go into the community and take these people head on.
Both Muslims and non-Muslims have been angered at Blair's refusal to hold a public inquiry into the bombings of last year. They say he's afraid an inquiry would expose the war in Iraq as a motivation for the bombers. But for Blair to publicly deny that Muslims have any kind of justification for grievances against British foreign policy was too much for some Islamic organisations. Many Muslims feel that their proposals for improving community relations have not been acted on by the government. Taji Mustafa is spokesman for the group Hizbut Tahrir.
This is a man in denial, the Prime Minister. After this tragedy of 7/7, we all condemned it. Every Muslim community leader came out and condemned it. We said there's no basis in Islam. The working groups and others have said, look, there are legitimate grievances which the government needs to address, and that's to do with foreign policy. This morning he said, grievances? What grievances? He wants to create a narrative to say we can talk about everything, but don't touch foreign policy.
Kazim Osman bows for evening prayers in the living room of his home. Osman is a second-generation immigrant, a student of computer sciences in London. He wears the traditional shalwar kameez of his Pakistani origins and a long beard. Osman is angry about Iraq and about Tony Blair, though he, like the vast majority of British Muslims, absolutely condemns the bombers as un-Islamic. But he says July 7th has definitely affected Muslims in Britain. And he says racism now has a very religious nature to it.
The racism which existed prior to that has a channel to be justified because of these events. Before, if someone called you a Paki in England, I don't know if you use that term in America, that person will be called a racist. But if someone called you Bin Laden or Al-Qaeda or Taliban now, because of these attacks, it's become more acceptable. People sort of hide their racism under that cover.
The danger is that some Muslims, angered and ashamed that the bombers emerged from their communities, have retreated even further from mainstream British society. And with relations between the government and Muslim leaders under increasing strain, it seems it is not just the personal wounds of July 7th, 2005 that will take a long time to heal. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.